Every county runs its own juvenile probation department, and each one has the same mandate: offer young offenders the chance to be rehabilitated. But somehow juvenile halls in different parts of the state look totally different. Take Monterey County and Santa Cruz County, two places that are culturally and geographically quite similar. But Monterey, which has twice the population of Santa Cruz, has about 10 times the number of kids locked up in its juvenile hall. Today we're looking at what works in criminal justice. And now we're going to Santa Cruz County, which went from having an overcrowded juvenile hall to becoming a national model for alternatives to incarcerating kids. KLW's Rena Palta has that story. And a note to our listeners, only the first names of children are used in this story.
An example of something that you might think is positive for you that I might think is not positive.
Staying at a typical juvenile hall means sleeping there, eating there, going to classes with other locked-up kids. At the evening center in Watsonville, kids check in every afternoon from 4 to 8, the toughest hours of the day for a kid trying to stay out of trouble. But at the end of the day, they go home to their families. Yolanda Perez-Logan is the director of the evening center. Locking kids up might be the easier way to do things, Perez-Logan says, but it's not the best way. Studies show that incarceration, even for one night, is linked to higher recidivism in children.
So teaching them how to stay there and be connected to the community and engaged is the best thing we can do. And I don't want to sound Santa Cruz-y, but I guess I will be. You get into this job to help people.
What's really interesting about Santa Cruz's juvenile probation system is that it wasn't always so Santa Cruz-y. Change started with the Latino community taking an interest in juvenile hall. Let's go back to the late 1980s and early 90s in Santa Cruz County, when things looked a lot different around here.
Gang life is violent. Competing gang members...
There had been an uptick in Latino gang violence, mostly in Watsonville, the agricultural hub of the county.
Lopez was convicted for taking part in the drive-by shooting murder of Lewis Woody Sandoval.
In a seven-year period, felony arrests of Latino youth rose 85%.
There wasn't enough beds. There wasn't enough beds to hold the juvenile population.
And the majority of kids who are being detained were kids of color.
Raquel Mariscal works for the Annie E. Casey Foundation and lives in Watsonville. Daniel Dodge is the town's mayor. At the same time juvenile hall was filling up, the state was offering grants for renovating juvenile facilities.
But there was a condition that monies would be provided for renovations if facilities would add beds.
On one hand, a county is battling a crime wave. On the other hand, the community is concerned that people of color are entering the justice system at high rates. What do you do?
Ultimately, there was a compromise made and said, okay, you know, we'll support the application for the grant, but you, probation department, have to agree to intentionally address the overrepresentation of Latinos in the detention facility.
The probation department did address the overrepresentation of minorities, but it never built that new facility. The county didn't need it.
If a teen were arrested and brought to juvenile hall by law enforcement, they would come through this. There's double doors there. And they
the county's juvenile hall sits in Felton in the Santa Cruz Hills, about 20 miles and a two-hour bus ride from Watsonville. Fernando Giraldo is the director of juvenile probation for the county. He says the population in the hall is about half what it was 10 years ago. The key, Giraldo says, was self-examination, and that's because probation officers have a lot of discretion. The county instituted a strict policy for who stays in custody and who doesn't. It also hired more Spanish-speaking staff and started a number of new programs that serve as alternatives to locking kids up.
Because we get kids here coming into Santa Cruz, and they sometimes have had experiences in other counties, and they're shocked. They're like, oh, you're not going to do that to me, or you're not going to lock me up, and no, we know.
Now crime is down across the county, and Santa Cruz has become an emblem, a model for how to safely reduce reliance on incarceration. But will other California counties follow?
They are alone in their exceptionalism. People go and visit, say, yeah, that's nice, but we're not going to do that.
James Bell is the director of the Haywood Burns Institute in San Francisco. He helped Santa Cruz and 45 other jurisdictions throughout the country change their approach to juvenile justice. Santa Cruz, he says, is just different.
Santa Cruz has a fundamental cultural belief that a child sitting in detention is a child that's wasting their lives.
Bell says other places in the state with large, difficult juvenile halls will look to Santa Cruz and say that their own kids are different, tougher, less likely to change. But Bell says he sees a similar issue in all the overcrowded juvenile halls he's visited. They're filling their beds with non-serious, non-violent offenders.
I defy anybody to take a population snapshot and tell me that probation violations, bench warrants, placement failures, administrative things will not be at least 40 to 45, if not 50% of that population. Defy anybody.
Bell says nothing will change in these jurisdictions until the people demand it, just as in Santa Cruz.
There you go, ya la ganaron.
Kids still commit crime in Santa Cruz County. There's still a gang problem. But the probation department is willing to bet that the less these kids interact with the judicial system, the more likely they are to turn their lives around.
I don't know, it was just like, I started getting with two gangs. And I started liking it, and it became part of me, you know?
Alejandro was a Norteño gang member. Now he's a member of the probation department's unofficial soccer team, run by Officer Gina Castañeda. The team has kids from rival gangs who wouldn't get along on the street.
They walked in with their, you know, their Dickies, their Ben Davis, their Nike Cortez, their creased down shirts, you know, their belt, black belts hanging down, and then they put on their soccer shirts and soccer shorts, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Willie, stay up! Willie, stay up! Don't come down! Stay right there!
Castañeda says, like being a good parent, being a good probation department takes a lot of confidence, self-criticism, and a willingness to listen. That's something Orange and Ventura counties will have to consider. They're just a few of the many places looking to Santa Cruz for a new approach to steering kids away from a lifetime of crime. In Watsonville, I'm Rena Palta for Cross Currents.